On the phone with us today, Freddie DeMarco, better known probably as Angus Young with the group Dirty Deeds USA, coming to the Montgomery Raritan Park this Saturday night. Freddie, first, thanks for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking time to interview me. We're really looking forward to coming to Washington.
Well, I've told everybody I had a chance to see you guys before, and it is a phenomenal show. For those not familiar with Dirty Deeds USA, can you give us a little background about the band?
Yeah. Well, the thing about our band, what we're really big on doing is getting the vintage sound. So in other words, you know, AC/DC comes from blues and classic rock. Like, their influences are anything from Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley all the way to The Who and things like that. So what we try to do is come from that approach on the first set, because one of the unique things we do is we do a just Bond Scott set for the beginning, and we try to keep it like the original was. So in other words, it's bluesier. It's so powerful as can be, but it's rock. It's not going to be metal and misinterpreted that way, and we stay really true to the Bon Scott era, and we have a Bon Scott impersonator all the way down to the right belt buckle and tattoos, and we get a real wild first set. Then our second set, and this is another thing that makes us really unique, is we dedicate it to Brian Johnson. So we come back with a Brian Johnson, and we change outfits, and then we play to that style, a lot of the Back in Black album. In fact, at some gigs, we do the Back in Black album to its entirety, but then we'll do other tunes from the post-Bon Scott era to the modern day, AC/DC. And that's pretty much our thing, is to keep it really true to AC/DC and a lot of high energy, but two shows in one, where it's an actual dedicated Bon Scott show and then a dedicated Brian Johnson era show. And that's just a lot of fun for us to do, and crowd seem to love it, and we can't wait to bring it to your town, man.
Well, it is an awesome show. I mean, I'm a huge fan of AC/DC, and I read, I think on your website, you guys have actually been endorsed by the former road manager for the group. Is that right?
That's correct, and that's a funny story. His name is Mike Andy, and he was a football star at Akron University, and they had inducted him into the Hall of Fame. And I played in a blues band called Humbucker Blues also on the side, and that person that runs that band, the drummer, he actually works as a bartender at a bar. So I came to pick up my check from the last gig from him, because I'm never in a bar in the daytime, right? And here's this gentleman sitting there, and he says, hey, you know, I'm never in a bar in the daytime. And the guy says, I'm in an AC/DC tribute. And he says, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He goes, well, I usually don't carry this stuff in my car, but I was getting inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame, and they asked about my life. And he goes, you know, you're in an AC/DC tribute. He goes, I was tour manager for 4 world tours and carried Angus on my back through the crowd, show after show after show. He also did the Bee Gees, Bon Jovi, Sebastian Bach, David Lee Roth. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, you're going to think I'm some guy drinking in a bar in the daytime and not believe me. He went and got all this stuff, all these pictures, and I invited him to see us play, and he was blown away. And when we play in our local area, he actually comes and introduces us at the shows. He actually came. We invited him. We did have a rehearsal because we learned some new stuff, and this would have been Memorial Day. So we invited him over to our rehearsal for the Memorial Day cookout, and just so many great stories he has of AC/DC. And he considers us, I mean, we're pretty humble guys, actually, but I will say he considers us the number one AC/DC tribute. And he's in the camp, you know, and it's an honor to have him behind us.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. And I'm a huge fan of AC/DC. I mean, they're legends. There's no doubt about it. You are Angus Young in the band. You're the guitarist. And how long did it take you to learn the stylings of Angus Young? I mean, a rock legend as far as I'm concerned. I read somewhere where he loses like 10 pounds per show because he never stops moving.
You know, yeah. He's a drug-free guy. He drinks a lot of tea and eats licorice, and somehow that does it for him. And he goes nuts. Now, he and Malcolm actually are like 4'9" and 115. They're real little, and they attribute that to before Australia, they were actually brought up in Scotland. There's a lot of mercury in the water, and they actually think that it could have come from that because their size are extraordinarily little. And, yeah, he's just full of energy, sweats like crazy. And when I first got asked to do this, I was replacing a real young kid that was doing it in a band called Thunderstruck, and I literally just said, well, I'll see if I could do it. I learned about, you know, I knew a lot of tunes because I saw AC/DC when I was a kid, and I loved them. My first really good guitar was an SG, which is Angus's guitar. But what I did was I literally put a little PA system up, cleared all the stuff out of my living room, and put on some jean shorts and see, and just to see if I had my stamina, because I do work out at the gym, but I wanted to see, am I going to be able to do this? And I literally, on a hot day, I turned off the air, and that was how I tried it. I tried 10 tunes and just went nuts, and then I told them I'd take the gig. And we played in Thunderstruck for a couple years, and then we wanted to make a bigger band that would be more casino-oriented, giant concerts, and we've had this regime going for over 5 years. So probably about a little over 7 years I've been doing Angus. But, yeah, the big thing would be trying to play clean while you're moving around, throwing yourself on the ground once in a while, doing the Chuck Berry duck kick, and that's the challenge. But we love the music, and we love the show, and we try to recreate it. You know, we look at it like how you look at a Broadway show. You know, we're simply going into character, but we all love doing it. The integrity's there, but that's how we approach it.
Well, it is awesome. You've got the big bell, you've got the cannons, you've got the stage show too, right?
Yes, we definitely do that. We have a bell. Depending on the venue, sometimes the bell's on a hoist. We'll actually lower it out of a skirt, and the crowd roaring for that is incredible. That's great. And we start our, you know, I won't spoil it for everybody, but, you know, it's that happens. So, yeah, there's a definite distinction between the Bon Scott era and then the Brian Johnson era. And, yeah, the props aid that for sure.
I'm here to tell you it's the show you don't want to miss this Saturday night, Montgomery Ruiton Park. It's the Dirty Deeds USA Ultimate AC/DC Tribute Band. We're talking to Freddie DeMarco, guitarist Angus Young of the group. Freddie, again, thanks so much. You've been great to work with. I'm so pumped to have you guys in this area come Saturday night. Can't wait for the show. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. We're looking to rock Montgomery. It is Montgomery, right?
That's right. Montgomery, Indiana.
Oh, man, we can't wait.
Home of the Turkey Trot Festival.
You know, you told me that. That's right. I do remember that. Awesome.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Freddie.
See you Saturday.